Netflix blew past Wall Street expectations this week and added close to 7.5 million new subscribers. Its popularity has been leaving rivals Amazon and Hulu in the dust. NPR's Laura Seidel looks at whether the company that made binge-watching a thing can keep this up.
Back in 2013, when House of Cards, starring Kevin Spacey and Robin Wright, premiered, it was groundbreaking TV. Big producers like HBO, Showtime, AMC had turned it down. But as a subscription streaming service, Netflix had been able to gather a lot of data about its users, and it saw a perfect fit.
I have a history with Francis. I have a future with him. And it's bigger than a moment.
It was bigger than a moment. The viewers loved it, and it became the first original online-only series to receive major Emmy nominations.
Right now, Netflix is the only game in town.
Daniel Ives is an analyst at GBH Insights who follows Netflix. Ives says, on average, viewers spend 5 hours a week on Hulu and Amazon and 10 hours a week on Netflix.
They just continue to have just massive fuel in the tank. They have just a competitive moat, which is widening.
And the moat could get bigger. Netflix signed deals with Shonda Rhimes, creator of hit shows such as Grey's Anatomy and Scandal, and Ryan Murphy, the producer behind Glee. Plus, Netflix has expanded to 190 countries. It allowed Netflix to create a global hit.
Das Opfer ist männlich zwischen 10 und 12.
Dark, a sci-fi horror drama, was produced in Germany. Netflix says there's another season coming. This year, Netflix also won its first Academy Award for the documentary Icarus about doping among cyclists. Sid Gannis, a film producer and the former president of the American Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, says Netflix has established itself as a place for high-quality content.
You go out there and pitch Netflix, you better have something good, or very often they pass. I have my own personal experience with Netflix passing.
And while a lot of people see a big wide horizon for Netflix, Michael Pachter, an analyst at Wedbush Securities, has always been a skeptic. Pachter points out that even one of its biggest hits, House of Cards, is licensed. He says so far Netflix has produced very little of its own original content.
And we think you've never heard of any of them except Stranger Things. You've never heard of Flaked. And if you've heard of The Ranch, it's only because Danny Masterson has been accused of rape.
And Pachter sees a cloud over Netflix. Disney is going to pull its content from the site and create its own streaming service. And Disney is buying 21st Century Fox's film and TV assets.
Disney single-handedly can stick a dagger in Netflix's heart next year. Let's see what they do.
And while Netflix has been slowly building respect in Hollywood and around the world, Disney and Fox have a long track record of creating globally popular TV series and films. Laura Seidel, NPR News.